the really booming years was in probably the late tens.
The more people coming
in,
they
need more. 1920, 21 around there.
So you
when
were
I was still in grammar school.
So you
I still remember when New Year comes around, the store shuts down for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And a real celebration. We go out to stores and tell you, all the people who are working outside comes in the store, so we say, "Gong hei fa choy," and then we got lazy. You know, we collect quite a few of those.
Right.
So those are really heydays in my childhood.
How about during the Depression? Were there many of your relatives sort of affected and then come to the stores? Or?
Not too much, except that William Liu family. They were having a little hard time. So he shipped the whole family back, except William.
Mm-hmm.
William and his brother were still here. The two daughters were shipped back. And they came back, I think, right before World War II started. The two daughters, they were able to catch the last boat, I think, out.
Oh, I see. That was lucky enough.
Yeah,
So that was the family that got affected.
Yeah.
And how about the others?
Some of them, I heard, were in bad shape, but not that bad to be able to weather. I knew our family was kind of poor too, but we were able to survive.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the up and downs?
Felt that thing as much as maybe the stock market. I heard about somebody, one Chinese fellow is a pharmacist, Liu, not Xing Liu, Xing Liu. He was in the stock market and he really went broke. And I think, if I remember correctly, he opened a pharmacy on the corner where the fire station is. Before Tai Wo Tong was in there.
Oh,
you have Tai Wo Tong there.
Yes, right. Oh, I see. So
pharmacist. And
Mamie
Louise should remember that pharmacist.
Who?
Pharmacy, Mamie Louis.
Oh, Mamie Louis.
Mamie Louis.
Uh-huh.
Mamie Louis worked for United Poultry.
I see. Yeah. So, how about the ups and downs of the Garnier buildings? Did you see the Garnier's building was, sort of booming? There were a lot of activities there, and then they were down.
Well, when Old Chinatown was there, Garnier building along that street, pretty, pretty congested as far as activity concerned because it's part of Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. Would you consider this like a city hall of
No, because
Chinatown?
I wouldn't consider that because, of course, you have Zhonghua and CACA there, so any community activity would center there, see.
Right. So it's still the center
of Chinatown.
For a long time. Los Angeles Street in front of Sun Wing Wall was like Broadway today in front of
I would say more Alameda Street probably more the main drag. Yeah.
Oh. It's like I think the parade was on there and then
Because the street is wide, see. Oh. And then also Alameda is wide, but then you have a railroad track there.
Uh-huh. So Chinese were actually all over, I think. Would you say more, at that time, they were American tourists?
Oh yeah, American Caucasians go down there, and they, they patronize the stores. In fact, Sun Wing Wall sells, to the American trade quite a bit.
This
raw material we sell to Caucasian manufacturers. We manufacture rattan furniture.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So, in fact, I think Los Angeles Street probably catered to the American trade more than Alameda Street.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Alameda Street, you got Grandview Garden and That's about it for American trade. But the rest of it is all Chinese trade.
Uh-huh.
The restaurants down there are all Chinese trade.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Chui Fa Lo carry American trade too.
Uh-huh. How about the
Manjiang Lo? Manjiang Lo, yeah, carry
uh-huh.
American
so
trade. Not as much as Chui Fa Lo or
Granville,
yeah.
And then, like the gift shop type of also on the Los Angeles Street.
Right, right.
Not much on
Not much on Street.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see. Let me see. Because I know that you know a lot of the old Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I don't want to take, you know, it's already too long today. Probably in the future we can ask
you. You're going to ask me some more.
Oh, yeah. We have some of these pictures that
yeah.
you might be able
yeah.
to help us to.
Was this a Howard picture?
No.
Oh.
I think it's one of the interviewees' collection.
Yeah.
And
there should be a lot of pictures because, you know, in those days, was very active in this Moon Festival thing, and had a lot of pictures in those
Can you
days.
Describe about the Moon Festival? What do you remember?
Well, I know a lot of words,
uh-huh.
and we managed to get the American people interested in things.
Uh-huh.
It was
oh.
a well publicized.
Mm-hmm.
The American paper,
mm-hmm.
and we got all the movie stars, especially the first year, we got all these movie stars down there
mm-hmm.
that participated.
Who were the one that were the leaders of these the whole thing?
Peter Suhu,
mm-hmm.
Thomas Wong, and my uncle wasn't too active then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who was the Zhonghua DJ. I think probably Thomas,
uh-huh.
Thomas Wong.
Uh-huh. So they knew how to publicize.
Yeah, right, right.
Uh-huh.
Then we had some young people that were very active too.
Uh-huh.
Ed Thomas, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Liu,
mm-hmm.
one of my cousins, was active in it.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Holgers, Mabel Ho and Francis Ho, all that family was active. We had a called Federation of Chinese Clubs.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And that group was very active in this Moon Festival.
Uh-huh. How many Chinese organizations belong to this Federation of
well,
Chinese Clubs?
Well, we had the Chinese well, let's see, Pawei's Chinese Alumni Club, and there's a Kun Ying Club, the girls' club is still active, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And
Meiwa.
Mm-hmm. And then they have the boys' club,
Lowa.
Lowa,
uh-huh.
Lowa Xori, this mm-hmm. is a woman part of it. And the guardsmen.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Uh-huh. Quite a few. They have a group from Congregational Church.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you say the difference between these? There are several women's groups, like Meiwa, Kunyin. What were the difference between these two groups?
Actually, all the same. Just a click.
Uh-huh. What kind of, no, they might
well,
have
mostly social, actually.
Right.
Lowa is more like a sportsman, and guardsman was sports
uh-huh.
activated.
Uh-huh.
Lowa Xori is also sports.
Uh-huh.
So, Kunying is supposed to be a service club.
Uh-huh. Service club?
Yeah.
Were these people, I once heard something about like uptown, downtown group. Did that apply to these groups?
Well, you might say that in a way because Lowa is more people from Chinatown
mm-hmm.
and Meiwa is outside Chinatown, Kunying is outside Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Meiwa may be Chinatown connected because Mrs. Wong was originally
right.
there
right.
and Kunying is Mrs. Hong.
Uh-huh.
See?
So Kunying is still in Chinatown, but most of
well,
those
actually,
were outside.
Yeah,
of
well, I don't know what you call uptown. Sorry. We don't have that distinction at that time.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
thinking.
I just
yeah.
Well,
people probably say that. Yeah.
Hey, what thing about church? Across the street of Sangwen Wall, there was a
Presbyterian
church.
Right.
When? How long was the Presbyterian church there?
Oh, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're in there in the tens.
Mm-hmm. Were your family all attend the Presbyterian church?
Yes, I was baptized in Presbyterian church.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my mother was very active of Presbyterian church till she died.
Mm.
When she moved up to that Griffin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. Did you say something about that the missionary will actually came to the house, taught your mother?
Yes, so that's way back in the tens, you know, right after she arrived.
So your mother actually learned English from this missionary?
She didn't learn too much.
Uh-huh. But she did have a chance
to
make acquaintance with these American ladies.
Right.
These
right.
are the American ladies,
right?
Right.
Right.
Do you remember these people?
The only one I really remember is Mrs. Finley.
Uh-huh.
You probably heard the other people talk about Mrs.
Uh-huh.
Finley.
Uh-huh. What do you know about Mrs. Finley? Can you talk about her?
She's white-haired. And very kind,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
did she actually sort of close to the Chinese children as well as
mostly yes,
she
yes.
was close to the
mm-hmm.
lady Chinese women.
Yes, children too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was affiliated with the Congregational Church.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But so actually, she. Your mother was with the Congregational Church?
No, that's the thing. I remember a couple of times when Miss Finley back as children to the Congregational Church.
Uh-huh.
But I guess Presbyterian Church, Reverend Lee, has more influence than we got the Presbyterian Church. Because Mrs. Lee is a very, very kind woman.
Uh-huh. The Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, what's Reverend Lee's name?
English name?
Uh-huh. Or Chinese name?
Lei Jie Yan.
Lei
Jie. 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 Jie.
Jie.
Yan.
Oh, okay.
Yan.
Okay.
Yan. Some of them.
I see. So he was able to bring...
Yeah, he brought in quite a few people to church, I mean, as far as building a church up with him. So. Of course, Thomas Wong was active in that. And I guess the Sumu family too, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But I know Thomas Wong and Mrs. Wong probably tell you a lot about the
Presbyterian
Church. In fact, BJ is still active in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara Jean.
Right, uh-huh. So the Presbyterian Church at that time were all Chinese, and you have different group of age group of people. You service. Sunday school, did you attend all that?
Yeah, Sunday school, you had to go up there in the front line there and recite the text.
Did you also belong to the choir? Or?
No, I wasn't old enough to be a choir.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I quit,
How about the activities there, as you remember, as a youngster? And you have picnics?
Yeah, I remember picnics. In fact, Presbyterian Church published a publication not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
I think I was in that picture when I was young.
Oh, no.
I couldn't figure which one it was.
Uh-huh.
But then there was a Sunday school teacher, very, very kind. He took us to the picnic. In the young group, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the church itself has an opinion.
I see.
Big opinion.
Yeah. Did your uncle or your cousin?
No.
Only your family?
Yeah, only my family, yeah.
Church,
in fact, my father didn't participate either.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Just
only
my mother.
Only because your mother's in.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we were baptized and my father wasn't.
Was he happy or wasn't he?
He didn't care too much. I mean,
either way.
So. I guess the old Chinese philosophy of, the teaching is good, but then it's all right. See, no use fighting it.
Right, right. So
but my father was very much of a Confucianist. Mm-hmm. He read the classics.
Uh-huh. So you children also had a chance to...
Yeah, he tried to teach us, but I can't remember too much about what he taught.
You have to learn English as well as Chinese teaching.
Well, it's teaching, the first sentence. So
you
see?
You also, okay, and you have also the the three words.
Samjiking, we didn't learn too much about that, though.
Uh-huh.
We went to Chinese school at the Presbyterian Church.
Uh-huh. Was that upstairs?
No, it was on the first floor.
Uh-huh. The Presbyterian Church also on the first floor.
Yeah. The
was
church then, they divide up and they have classes in there.
Uh-huh. The Presbyterian Church is right in front of the, right on the Los Angeles Street.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But actually, it's set back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll get one. And
so all the buildings are set back, or only Presbyterian Church?
This whole row is set back here.
Okay.
Then there's a hay store here.
Uh-huh. Oh,
okay. The hay store has a public scale in front of the street.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So big trucks come by here and weigh the hay.
Oh,
but they sell hay and they stack it in the back.
Uh-huh.
So. There's a sidewalk here,
mm-hmm.
No street.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, over here is a garage.
Mm-hmm.
But the Presbyterian Church right here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the numbering is Los Angeles Street.
Uh-huh, okay.
But over here is a gas station.
Uh-huh.
Henry Ong gas station.
Uh-huh, okay.
Then there's a building here.
Uh-huh.
I think there are two stores or three stores. And the jewelry store,
uh-huh.
This Jianhing, is right
uh-huh.
here.
Okay.
It used to be owned by Jack Tong.
I see.
Jack Tong in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
But this is a church uh-huh. in the Chinese school.
I see. So
and then afterwards, Kuomintang is upstairs.
Oh. Kuomintang was on Apple Plaza Street before, was that?
They were up here, let's see. Which way was it? Were they down here and moved down here, or did they move from here down there?
Uh-huh.
That I'm not too clear.
Uh-huh.
But they were up there one
so
time.
So this is not Ferguson. This
no,
is Aliso.
Aliso is way down here.
Oh, okay.
This is garage by here. This whole garage.
Oh, I see.
Dumont garage.
So the coming down. This is on the corner. The Presbyterian Church.
Yeah,
on
this in this corner. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it goes upstairs coming down.
Oh, I see.
The big floor up there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the Presbyterian Church only occupied part of it. See.
Mm-hmm.
This building goes up a little further. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another church here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anybody tell you about this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Baptist church. Small Baptist church.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It's not Methodist.
Mrs. Early.
Early?
See, yeah, Mrs.
Yeah.
Early. I don't know how it's spelled, but
uh-huh.
we call Mrs. Early. But
uh-huh.
see, any old Chinatown people will know about her.
Oh. And she has downstairs.
Yeah, right. Little church here. And then there's a laundry here. And that's another
uh-huh.
thing. We had a warehouse here.
Oh, you have a
warehouse. Yeah, stored the rattan raw materials over here.
Mm. So you need a lot of storage.
Yeah, right. I remember that now. I forgot about that part.
So you rent quite a few places.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like here is a gas station, and what is in between? It's just sidewalk, it's not street?
Yeah, they're all dirt.
Oh, it's all dirt.
Dirt.
Oh, so how about come to here. Ferguson Alley is here.
This actually is back, way back there like that.
Oh, okay. So alley.
Car can come through here.
Oh, car can come.
Yeah, come
through.
Okay. There's a sidewalk too.
Uh-huh. And the Ferguson Alley will be
Ferguson right
here.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Ferguson Alley.
Uh-huh. And what is on here, a corner here? For
this is Wen Zhan, Lao Xiang Wen Zhan,
uh-huh.
Wong Family Association.
Right.
There's some store here, and there's Man Kong, his father owns a store here.
Uh-huh.
And
Man Kong?
Yeah, Man Kong,
uh-huh.
The dermatologist.
Oh, okay. Yes.
He probably remembers something about here too, because he's lived there.
Or lived there, okay. Uh-huh.
And this next door is a Wong family.
Uh-huh. I see.
Guang Wen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can just write it here. Oh, okay.
Guang Wen, this is
I
forgot what the name is, Man Kong store.
Okay. And gee, I started asking you a lot. So did you sort of interact with people here a lot?
We have to do things with here, see.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Wong family Chinese laundry here.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Maybe? I forgot what her name is.
Mm-hmm. This the laundry is doing business with Chinese. So Chinese will send laundry out too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I thought
Chinese laundry.
Most of the laundry people would go.
Yeah, I know, outside.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Chinese have to do some laundry too.
I thought Chinese always wash them
at home. Not all of them.
Did your family send out them?
No.
Uh-huh.
My mother didn't all the laundry.
Who were the people who sent out, like the bachelors? Or?
Yeah, bachelors. Yeah.
Oh, so they need the.
Another angle that I was talking to some of the older people.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, all these bachelors, they don't have bathroom, right?
Right.
They might have a toilet,
right.
But no bath.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there's a bathhouse in Main Street.
Oh.
that
exactly.
You can go in there and take a bath, you know, pay a fee and get, wash up.
Do you know where the location is?
It's next to that.
It's across street of a Merced Theater or.
What's that building?
Pico House.
Pico House.
Uh-huh.
Right next door to Pico House. Yeah.
Next door?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
There's some small stores there.
Oh, but there's a bathhouse there.
Yeah. Oh.
Have you ever visited there?
No. We did our own. We got a big tub, about that big.
Uh-huh.
We do boil a bucket of water in there and then bring the cold water in there.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
That's enough to wash you.
Uh-huh. So the family usually would do that, but the bachelor would not.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
Ah, I see.
They probably can do it, but then, no use. You can go to bed, maybe 5 or 10 cents and get washed up.
That's right. Here's the old firehouse, and then there were Chinese, you say there's a Tai Wo Tong in the later years.
Yeah,
and
Tai Wo Tong.
Earlier was the pharmacist.
Yeah.
Was there one time a
plumbing shop, American plumbing shop right here. At one time.
American
plumbing shop.
Oh, plumbing, I see.
Yeah.
So service the Chinese people?
Not necessarily. No. They do service Chinese people, but then they do outside business too.
Were there Chinese plumber?
Not in those days.
Oh, okay.
Not in those days.
How about here? Here's the Guangzhou.
There's a barber here,
uh-huh.
A Japanese barber.
A Japanese barber,
and this is a Japanese grocery store.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
Then Howard probably tell you about this. There's the cousin
uh-huh.
house, and I think the
next... What the cousin did here?
Yeah.
What did cousin do here? Is it residential or is it store?
Well, actually a lottery place.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Howard probably tell you
uh-huh,
that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, right.
In fact, the daughter is Margaret Kwong.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She lives on Central Street.
Yeah,
and next door will be like Howard.
Yeah, I think Howard's next... No, Howard's... this next door is Wong family.
Oh, okay.
Two stores over there.
Oh, I see. But this family... Did you know about before the barbershop? Before the Japanese barbershop was the Chinese store?
Since I remember...
Was
barbershop. Shop.
Okay. Okay.
And then later on was Mexican taboo.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see. Oh, there's another story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guang Zhuilong. That's Howard's cousin.
Right. That's Guang Zhuilong.
Yeah, Guang Zhuilong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did Guang Zhuilong
sells groceries, dry goods, and then they also sell fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did have fresh
vegetables. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese festival. They put it out in front, in front on the boxes.
They were sort of a also competitor in a sense, but not really.
Yeah, right, 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 in a way, yeah.
Did the family all get along very well with the Liu families and
yeah, we seemed to be all getting along. Remember all these people, you know, like the Kuang family, we played with them.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard, of course, was much younger than we were, so we didn't get to play with them too much. But
did you sort of play a lot on Central Street?
Yes. You can fly kites like that. Because there used to be a power line across the street. I don't know whether it's a power line or a telephone line. So what you do is throw a string across it, then when you pull it up, like, then it gets the leverage. Eh?
Oh, I see.
You fly kites back there and play baseball and everything back there.
Mm-hmm. How many children were there, I mean, when you were playing around at that time?
Well, we had Kong family and Howard's family, of course they're younger. And then we had Bob G's family over here. And there's another family here, Kong and Howard's cousins over here. And then these girls, and then the Wong family that had the store here on Los Angeles Street, the family house, they were here. So.
I see. So quite a few families.
Yeah, and then from our store, we had some younger ones that just come over, you know, probably about teenagers.
They
were all playing out there.
I see. Mm-hmm. Wow. Sounds
good. Of course, my parents say, you know, see us playing out, hey, come back and get to work.
Don't play around.
Yeah,
right?
Don't play around.
Sounds like it's a really interesting place.
Yeah, right.
What do you remember the Pico House here?
Pico House, the only thing I remember, there is a Pico House, is a Japanese barber here.
Oh, there's another barber?
Yeah, another Japanese barber here, and they live in the back here. That's the only thing I remember about the Pico House.
How about, was there any restaurant there? Or, mostly Japanese now. Were there Chinese lived around it?
Actually, living up there in the Pico House, who lived there? I think mostly Mexicans.
So you didn't have a chance to go over there and visit
around? No, no, didn't
go. I see. So it sounds like a...
There's a pool hall here too.
Oh yeah. Okay. So your activities most center around here when you were a little.
Well, we play over here too a little bit because the church was here.
Oh, in front of the church. I see. And how about, did you go down the old Chinatown sessions here and play around here?
Not too much.
Sort of like a separate section.
Yeah, separate section.
That was like in the high
this
school.
This other group down here, they play down here.
They play like in the Maya.
Yeah, Maya. Maya, you know about that.
Well, I heard enough.
Right.
How about the when you were like teenage, your high school? You still you don't play much around there then.
No, when we go older, no, we don't play down there.
And so where was?
Well, we do our cars park here probably in the alley.
You
find a space, and but then all that little small trucks, they park here for for hire trucks. They park here. See.
Did you ever visit this? I mean, sort of watching these people gamble. You know, there are several around your neighborhood.
Yeah, no, no.
But you know there was.
I don't think they let us in.
Yeah, I was wondering how they secure, you know. In terms of letting people in or the
They have a watchman. They have somebody outside watching, like a cigar store. They have somebody sitting out there. See, and then they have a heavy door with Pico. See, and if there's any raid or something like that, well, then they notify them.
Oh, I see. So actually, you don't know much about.
Actually, it paid off most of the time. So actually, there's not too much raid. Once in a while, they do a raid just to show that they were doing.
But you,
Mayor Shaw was the biggest one that has the handout there for the police department. Really,
really cracked down or really
no,
get the payoff?
No, they paid off.
I see. So that was probably among the children that you probably always wondered what was up there, or you heard about it, or people.
Yeah, we know what there is, but we don't participate.
Did your parents want to say no, don't go nearby there or anything?
They might have. I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But those are the sort of activity at that time around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about the prostitution wasn't there, right?
Prostitution is in Alameda Street around there.
Still
near Pier Street, and probably some of the other places, but not on Los Angeles Street too much.
Mm-hmm. And at your time was no more opium smoke?
No, no more.
Yeah.
I hear some, like my cousin there, mm-hmm. that you find. He was smoking opium for a while.
He finally
kicked the habit out.
So you watched?
No, I never see him. I don't know where he goes for that.